along with gambling, big production stage shows like Wayne Newton and that kind of thing, Las Vegas is also well known for fine dining. Everywhere you look, you'll find a restaurant with a different theme, many of them run by celebrity chefs. Travelers from Michigan, though, might want to consider a more humble spot to grab a bite in Vegas. Current state Scott Pohl recently spent some time there, and he's here with a look at what you might consider to be some comfort food from home amidst the glitz and glamour of Sin City. How's it going, Scott?
Hi, it's good, good. Nice to be here today. There's a downtown Detroit dining institution called American Coney Island. They've been selling their signature chili dogs on West Lafayette Boulevard for almost a century. It's a family-owned business that, after all these years, has opened a few additional locations, and the newest one is in The D, which is a casino on the famous Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas. On the day I stopped by, I ran into owner Chris Sotiropoulos. He grew up in Okemos.
We had a customer of ours, Derek and Greg Stevens, two brothers, came in one day and told us, hey, we're have a casino in Las Vegas. This is our idea. We're naming it The D, and we want you guys in here. You know, longtime customers. Their grandfather brought their father. Their father brought them. Now they bring their kids. And they came to us, talked to us, flew us out, and, you know, it was a good fit. You know, it was a family working with family, which was a key for us.
I think some listeners may not be aware of the fact that it's called The D because the ownership is based in Detroit, and that's sort of a theme here that Detroit as much as possible in Las Vegas. Is that right?
Yeah, it's very much true. Derek, you know, and his brother Greg are very big, you know, fans of Michigan and Detroit, and, you know, named The D for a few reasons. You know, Derek, you know, The D, downtown, and, you know, Detroit as well, you know, has a real Detroit feel here.
So when did the hot dog shop open here in the casino?
We've been here about a year and some change, and things have been great.
How would you compare it to the way sales are, say, at your Detroit location?
Well, you know, Detroit location is Detroit. It's great. You know, it's always does well. But, yeah, Vegas is very comparable right up there. So it does real well.
So you don't live here in Vegas. Tell me how the operation works since you're still based in Michigan.
Well, it's, you know, we have Joey Sobosinski, who's our general manager here. He used to work for us in Detroit for many years and one of our head guys. He moved out here to take over full operations. And by between myself and my sister Grace, who's my business partner, we go back and forth. And, you know, it makes a nice little getaway sometimes, especially when Michigan's how it is right now with the snow and cold.
I was going to ask you about this location. You're kind of tucked into a spot here in the D. I would like to assume that you have people who make a point of coming here because it's the D and because they know that you're here selling the Coney dogs that people are familiar with from being in Detroit. Do you get some of that kind of business through here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's great. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but here in Las Vegas, there's a lot of Michiganders that have moved here and lived here and been here for years and, you know, excited to see that we're here and come find us. And, you know, being right here on the world-famous Fremont Street and having Fremont Street exposure and the entrance right there, it's been great. We get phone calls all the time, you know, or people coming in saying, I haven't had a Coney dog since I was a little kid, since we moved out, you know, 18 years ago, and it's been great. So we have a good following.
Am I correct this is your first location other than the Detroit location?
Well, it's the first location outside of Michigan. We also, you know, downtown Detroit's been there for 97 years, since 1917, since, you know, our grandfather invented the name American Coney Island and the Coney dog. And we also have a location in Ford Field where the Detroit Lions are. We just wrapped up our second year. The Detroit Zoo, where we are celebrating our third year there. And we also opened up another location in Canton. But this is our first location outside of Michigan.
Are you thinking about further expansion?
You know, we've been approached by a lot of people for franchising or, you know, even a lot of different amusement parks, even a big one, the West Coast. And we've contemplated, we thought, but, you know, we're not looking to franchise and have one on every corner and all this stuff. That's one of the main things I did prior for jumping in the family business. I was in the franchise business, and that's one thing we don't want to do with our brand, you know. It's we're happy where we're at, and it has to be a real special location for us to kind of move out, like here in Las Vegas.
Tell me the basics of your Coney dog.
Well, like anything else, it's been the same since 1917. You know, a steam bun, a natural casing Dearborn sausage hot dog, our world-famous chili, a Belgian mustard with a sweet onion.
Is the menu here different in any way from Detroit?
The only really difference is that we actually don't serve the full menu that we have. Because of everything, kind of space-wise and everything, we have our Coneys, our loose burgers, obviously our fries or chili fries and chili cheese fries, and also our gyro that, you know, the Cohen's gyros that we shave right off, and the tzatziki sauce, which is our grandmother's famous recipe that we make in-house every day. So it's a more limited menu than compared to full one.
Well, it's kind of nice as a Michigander to have a little piece of home when you're in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, it's funny. We get people that come in all the time, like, hey, we just left Detroit, had you on Friday in Detroit, and hey, we're here Saturday. So it's good. It's comforting, you know. It's always a good comforting when you're out of town and you can find something you realize you see and makes you feel good.
Chris Satchiropoulos is owner of American Coney Island Chili Dogs in Detroit and other locations in the Detroit area, and now on the famous Fremont Street in Las Vegas. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been great talking to you and having you here, visiting us here in Las Vegas.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.